Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mindfulness Mothers Radio Show. I'm your host, Janine Prue. Motherhood is a 24/7, 365 days a year job. Our mission is to help support mothers as they face every day with love, kindness, compassion, respect, honor, and insight. The Mindfulness Mothers Radio Show creates space for connection and community with tips and tools for mindful parenting on each show from the world's leading experts in the field of parenting, motherhood, education, self-care, mindfulness, and more. We'll go ahead and start with our breathing introduction to set the space and to get us all settled into where we are. Today, I breathe in, I breathe out. Just for today, that is enough. I breathe in, I breathe out. Just for today, that is enough. I breathe in, I breathe out. Just for today, that is enough. I am enough. I am enough. I am enough. Just for today, I breathe in, I breathe out. And with that, we start our show off with our amazing guest today. She is a personal friend and client and colleague of mine and a author with Mindfulness Mothers, Angela. I'm going to say your maiden name wrong, but Catanero McNeil. Let's say with a little French flair. Welcome. She is a mom, a mindful mother, a certified yoga teacher, Reiki energy healer, spiritual life coach, Global Ambassador of Cosmic Kids Canada, as well as a certified resonant learning approach trainer. Her passion is to share her learned life skills, yogic inspiration, philosophy, and spiritual wisdom to help children and adults awaken to their inner beauty and shine their true essence. Angela is founding member of the New Thought Education Consortium, which consists of a group of individuals internationally that are collectively focused on the empowerment of children through education. She is author of Loving Kindness articles on mindfulnessmothers.com. Welcome, Angela. Glad to have you.
Oh, thank you so much, Janine. I'm so happy to be with you today. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're welcome. And I realize I've never pronounced your whole name. So how do you pronounce your name?
You actually pronounced it very well. You did. You pronounced it perfectly.
Good.
So it's Angela Catanero McNeil. You said it right.
Yay! I know, my last name is difficult to pronounce, so I always give everyone a pass on mine. And then I realize, oh, I never asked you how to pronounce. I write it all the time.
You did very well, thank you.
So today, I would love to talk to you about loving kindness is the title of your column and your article on Mindfulness Mothers, but it's also something that are the perfect words to describe how I put this. So I'm doing these self-care kits for Mindfulness Mothers, and so that has been the topic for a lot of conversations I've had with you and I've had with other people on what that means as a mother, what that means as a woman, and what that means in the world. And we have been talking about how hard it is for women and moms to put ourselves first in any capacity or to feel like we're being selfish by taking time and taking time to take care of ourselves. But if we don't, then we don't have anything to give. So I was wondering if you wouldn't mind sharing with our readers a little bit about your experience of raising kids and being a mindful mother and the things that you have done in terms of finding the ability to prioritize anything in terms of self-care when you're in your busy day of taking care of the kids.
Well, I have two boys, and thankfully they're getting older and they're growing up. And so Elliot is 14 and James now is 11. And definitely creating a space for self-care has been a journey for me, and I'm honored to be sharing that with others in order to incorporate self-care and self-love into the day. So thank you, Janine. When the kids were younger, I found, and I still find snippets of time in order to practice self-care, mainly in the moment of focusing on breath and connecting to my heart, regardless of what I'm doing at the time. So if I'm preparing breakfast for the kids or preparing their lunch, and it's the mornings are pretty busy, I do my best to focus on my breath and breathe from my heart, grounding my feet and sending lots of love into whatever I'm preparing. So this way the children get my loving energy as well as my loving thoughts. 'Cause as we know, our thoughts are energy. At times, of course, my mind could be cluttered with all the to-dos for the day. And by practicing mindfulness, I do my best to bring it back to my breath and being aware of what is it that I do want to be experiencing at this time. Another tool I use in communicating with my children is I do my best when they're speaking or when we're communicating together that I look at them and within their eyes. And again, focusing on my breath and breathing from my heart. And I, too, at times find myself, you know, the other day Elliot was sharing a story about a video game or YouTube blogger that he was watching. And I found myself looking at my phone going, And then I said to myself, is this really how you want to be interacting with your child? And I put the phone down and opened my ears to him and looked at him. And it's in those moments I feel that we find the magic.
Yeah, that's a fantastic. And, you know, that's what's so interesting about this whole mindfulness thing and about the being a present parent and all of the buzzwords that are happening today is that this is, you know, what mothers have been doing forever. You know, when they say, you know, mom's, you know, lasagna or mom's, you know, whatever dinner tastes better than others is because she put love into it. You know, you just described what that is. It's being present and caring about the food as you're making for it and caring about the people that you're making it for. And, you know, in today's society, we're go, go, go and rush all the time. And I get this, and, you know, it's basically, I used to say it's like serving slop, you know, you just throw it on the table, get on with your day. You know? And so, like, to be actually present, and I love the tip that you gave, to breathe into it, you know, even, like, as you're stirring, you know, the soup on the stove, you know, stirring it in one direction and just staring at it, you know, and breathing into it. That's a mindful moment, you know. I mean, it's 2-3 minutes. You just breathe with the stirring and watch the spoon go around and around and around and just breathe into it and just kind of take in the exact moment that you're in and think about the people you're preparing it for and why you're doing it and who you love and what you love about them. And all of those things are, you know, that's the added special ingredient. Being present with technology, you know, our kids aren't present because they got so much stimulation. They got to get it out, comes out their mouth, blah, 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 right? To hear every detail of everything. And that can be a lot. It can be overstimulating to us to process. So to sit and listen, and, you know, it's so funny, I find it with my nieces and my nephews. When they start up, I'm like, okay, I can sit here and be really bored right now, and want to look at my phone and, you know, talk about something else, or I can learn what they're talking about. So, you know, one day I sat down with my nephew. I was like, okay, teach me what this Yu-Gi-Oh thing is, you know? I'm like, so why do they do that? So how do they do that? Like, I actually sat and tried. I couldn't learn it, but I still don't understand it. But asking questions helps to interact. Yeah, go ahead.
No, sorry. I was just going to confirm for you, I still don't get Yu-Gi-Oh. I don't get it. I've asked the kids to explain it. I know it's a card game. Even the there's a TV show. So I don't know if you know about the TV show, but
mm-hmm.
I don't
yeah.
get this specific
yeah.
Game.
It's very
yeah.
complicated.
So I just wanted to confirm that.
And think about that. So understand, like at that age, when they can understand something that's complicated and adults don't understand it, it makes them feel more empowered. It makes them feel smarter. It's like, you know, yeah, I'm cooler than mom and dad, you know? And it's their own little secret world, you know, and they know something and they have knowledge of it, you know? And to embrace that and be like, I honor you for that. I still don't get it, but I honor you for it.
That's beautiful. Thank you for that. Yes, exactly. Exactly. Beautiful.
Yeah. So we have 20 minutes left in the program, and I know that you have a little mindful moment meditation for us, but I did want to ask you also about why us as women, and in your work with your clients and your yoga practice and your coaching practice and the work that you do, which are so amazing up there in Canada. You're actually up and over from me. I'm in Michigan,
mm-hmm.
your neighbors. And how and why, I don't know if you have a story or anything that comes to mind about why it is so hard for us to find that moment, you know, to just even like eat, you know, instead of just, you know, eating whatever's on the kids' plates or grabbing something or not eating at all. The little things that we don't do just to take the basic necessities for ourselves?
That's a great question, Janina. And I feel that moms and actually all women probably feel like there's not enough time in the day to do everything that we need to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that it's something that we've been programmed to think and feel. But also our energy, we are feminine energy, and our energy is all-encompassing, meaning that we're the nurturers and the caregivers, and we really are to share who we are and take care of our family and friends. And what we've found now is that not only are we just not only taking care of our family, but we're taking care of elderly parents. We're going to work, working 60 hours a week, and still doing our best to try to manage taking care of our families. And mm-hmm. I feel we've been programmed to feel that, you know, if we want to take care of our needs, or if we feel we need something, we're programmed to believe that it's selfish, that mm-hmm. we're programmed to believe that we're meant to be, you know, to be a good person, to be a good woman, to be a good mother. You're supposed to be sacrificing for
mm-hmm.
your children. And I feel that might be an mm-hmm. element of why we find ourselves not making time to eat, because we're focused on the busyness of the day, and of course we're making sure that our children are nourished. However, what about, you know, what about me being nourished so I can keep on going? And
mm-hmm.
I find myself still doing that, right? I still feed my kids first, even though
mm-hmm.
we eat as a family at the dinner table, but I serve my children first. My plate is served last. And
mm-hmm.
I do that now mindfully, not because I'm doing it subconsciously, but the children are served first, then it's either myself or my husband, and then we sit down together and eat. But
mm-hmm.
I will always ask the children, what do they want for breakfast first? What do you want for lunch? Before I fix my meal.
Mm-hmm.
And I do it with love and I do it with honor, because I know that at this point in their life, they need me to guide them in what it means to have a healthy breakfast and healthy lunch,
mm-hmm.
and that I'm preparing it for them. I also encourage them to prepare it for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel it's because we are caregivers naturally, and we want go ahead, Jenny.
We want to take care of others. And I think you just hit on something. I love it when we talk, because there's all these big insights that come to mind on the accomplishment thing. Because, you know, when women stayed home in the 50s, your home, you know, my grandmother's, your home was your job. Your children was your job. So that was the representation of you in the world. And, you know, even there's a HBO show on right now that's Big Little Lies. With Reese Witherspoon and Nicole Kidman, and it's all about the competition among moms, right? Working moms, home moms, you know, in this little, you know, town in California. And I just realized the key word that we are going to have to talk about on a whole nother show at a whole nother time. But the key word that you hit on that's a good insight for people is accomplishment. Because the busyness, mm-hmm. the hectic schedule, we go to work now, but we still have that same expectation of the accomplishment of what our home looks like, how our children are behaving, and that reflects on us. And my husband and I talk a lot about evolutionary psychology and the male-female dynamic. And it's not men that put this pressure on us. It's women. Mm-hmm. It's other women. Mm-hmm. It is the mommy wars, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so giving ourselves permission to take, like you said, it is seen as selfish. It is labeled as selfish if you take your kids to daycare and then you go and get your hair done. You know, they're like, mm-hmm. she should be taking care of her kids, not getting her hair done. So, there's definitely a societal thing, and it'll be fascinating to watch as our children and our grandchildren go into this new generation, because they don't have the same expectations of keeping the home and all of those other things that are still put upon women. So I just cannot wait to see what happens generationally. But yeah, that's a whole other topic we're going to need to talk about. Totally.
Exactly. Exactly. But Janine, I think like you share great insight in that, you know, we really need to practice self-care and self-love in order to feel fulfilled. And also to release those expectations from other people. So if we're not taking care of our needs and we're giving to everyone else, we're going to feel awful. And that's when we start having or creating conflict in our life that, you know, what our husbands do, it's not enough. And my kids are like this and like that, or, oh, my goodness, this is not working out in my life. If... Mm-hmm. you're able to take a few minutes throughout the day just to fill yourself up and know that that is on you. You can only do that for yourself. Then miracles happen. It's amazing how those other things fall into place. And again, it takes effort, but releasing that expectation from other people to give you permission to take care of yourself. Because they'll never give you permission. You need to give yourself permission. And I think as mothers, as women, I think we're realizing this, but it's going to take more time in order for it to really solidify in our psyche. And I hope our younger versions of us, the younger generation, I think they're learning it because we're working through it.
Yeah. Well, why don't we have 10 minutes left in the show. Why don't we give our listeners a moment, a self-care moment? And I feel like we are starting a self-care movement. And we have a future guest on the show who talks about that in her book, Motherhood Evolution, Lula, about, you know, when we, as mothers, when we thrive, our children thrive. So you have graciously offered to do a mindful moment meditation here, and we do have about 10 minutes left. So why don't we go ahead and have the listeners take a deep breath, settle into their chairs or wherever they're listening. And, yeah, we'll go ahead and gift that moment of self-care. That would be fantastic. We really appreciate that.
Wonderful. Thank you. So this technique is about feeling the good things that you desire. What you truly desire originates in your mind and becomes a part of your reality. So while you're focusing on your breath, could you bring to mind your ultimate desires? So finding a comfortable position and breathing slowly, deeply, and evenly. Inhale and exhale. Feel your breath. And feel your body responding to your breath. Feel your belly slowly rising and falling. And could you focus on loving kindness for yourself? And with love and kindness, could you wish yourself the best? May I be healthy. May I be happy. May I love me. And may I do for myself as I wish others would do for me. With love and kindness, open your heart to yourself. As you focus on filling yourself up with love, could you now bring to mind your family? And one at a time, could you wish your family members the best? May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you love yourself. And may you love others. Breathing in that loving kindness. And breathing out equally loving kindness. Now bringing to mind your friends. And one at a time, wish your friends the best. May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you receive and give love endlessly. Breathing in loving kindness and sending out loving kindness. Opening your heart to know that the more you give, the more you receive. Now, could you think of someone whom you perceive has wronged you? And could you, with an open heart and love and kindness, wish them the best? May you be healthy. May you be happy. May you love yourself. And may you give love freely. Send your love. Send your kindness. But again, remembering, as you breathe in, breathing in love and breathing in kindness. Now, could you bring to mind all earthly beings that share our earth with us, the animals and the plants, the air and the earth? And could you wrap your arms around Mother Earth and all of her inhabitants, sending loving kindness? May all beings be healthy. May all beings be loved. May all beings be peaceful. May we all collectively love our earth and loving care for her. Now gently letting go of everyone and everything, and could you just remain with your breath? Remain with your love. Breathe in love and breathe out love. Breathe, love, breathe, kindness.
And that was beautiful. Thank you so much. I'm in the zone now. That was absolutely amazing. And that idea of that with the simple breath, the simple thought of words can bring so much to mind, can help us release so much, can help us forgive, can help us move forward in life, can help us give ourselves permission to be and to do all that we need to be and to do. And one of the things for self-care I would encourage everyone to do is to take that to-do list and cut it in half. You know, most of what we feel we need to do, we don't. And taking that breath to just throw this moment in there, right, when you're waiting in the car for carpool and just taking a breath. When you're at home folding laundry, turning off the TV or whatever is on in the background, and just putting on some slow music and taking the breath and thinking about that loving kindness as you breathe in and filling yourself up. As you breathe in, filling yourself up. It has been an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show. And, if you would like to contact Angela, she has amazing coaching sessions, angel readings, all sorts of really, really good stuff. You can find her contact information on the author's page on mindfulnessmothers.com. We have 1 minute left. Is there anything else you would like to leave our listeners with today, Angela? And thank you for being with us.
Oh, I just want to thank you with such gratitude and love. Thank you very much for having me on the show. Thank you to the listeners for listening, and I hope that that you're able to give yourself that love and kindness, and I'm sending you much, much love and blessings. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Namaste, darling. My heart lives with you.
Namaste. Thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you.